Hello and welcome. My name is Dr. Kenitra Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets working on goals in the storm. Thank you all for tuning in. You are currently listening to part 14 of the God, Me, and the Dissertation series. For those who are first-time listeners, this is a 38-part series, and I encourage you to listen to parts 1 through 13 to catch up. Today's motivational aim, working on goals in the storm, is a topic I believe we can all relate with. Most people are working towards a goal in pleasant circumstances, while others are working towards their goals in the midst of going through unexpected storms in their life. The aim is completion, but it can be hard to see the end of what one is working for or towards if the winds of the storm and the debris are constantly swirling around them and before them. I went over something similar to what I'm about to talk about in part 3 of the storm series that I covered some time ago. I chose to revisit some of the same key targets that I touched on in that episode in this one, because I believe it applies to what I've discussed, and that is aiming towards the target of completion in your academic, personal, and professional goals. If you can, or when you gain an opportunity, I encourage you to read Acts, the 27th chapter, and I'm going to go ahead and provide a snapshot of what took place. Okay, the Apostle Paul, he was a devout follower of Jesus Christ. Before his conversion to a preacher and proclaimer of the gospel of Jesus Christ, he was walking around locking people up who believed in Christ. Paul had an encounter with Jesus, and he developed a real relationship with Jesus, and he changed his ways and began leading people to Christ and doing what God commanded and called him to do. Now, Paul was on a mission, and he was on a journey with some other members of a cohort, and they were being transferred from one location to another. But as they were together, going from one point or one level or one degree, they experienced a major difficulty as they were trying to reach this promotional destination. Paul and other members of his cohort were working on a study, but they encountered a storm. Now, Paul had insight, and he advised those on the ship regarding a recommendation to follow, and that was to stay put. No matter how things look, no matter the obstacles you face, no matter the challenges that appear, you have to stay put. Do not leave this study. Do not abandon what God has been doing and what he's done in your life. Although you're in a storm and you want to escape the uncomfortable feelings associated with the storm, you have to stay put. You have to go through this storm because God is with us. And the reason Paul was sharing that with the people in his cohort at the time is he wanted them to know that if you leave this storm that God is guiding us through, it's going to be a disastrous end for everybody. And that's powerful. Sometimes we want to leave storms. We want to get out of storms, not understanding that God is guiding us through. And if we jump ship in the storm, we will be the ones that are hurt. And the other people who are connected to our lives will be hurt. They will be impacted. It will be a disastrous end for all if we do not trust God and stick with him through the high, great points of life and even during the low, storm-filled points in life. So Paul is letting everybody know, you have to stick with God. We have to stick with Jesus. We have to stay put. We can't jump this study. We can't leave this study. We can't leave this goal. We can't leave this promotion. We can't leave this opportunity. We can't leave, or we shouldn't leave this idea. We shouldn't leave what God put in our heart to complete because things are getting hard. We should not leave our family. We should not leave our loved ones. We should not leave the very ones God put in our lives to steward or service stewards over. We can't leave. If you leave, it will be a disastrous end. Has God told you to stick with some things? Has God told you that he's guiding you through the storms of life and for you to stay put? And you're thinking about if you could just leave and get out. And you know if you get outside of the covering of God, because even in the storm, you're covered in God. God is covering you. But if you get out of that, or you jump out of it, it will be a disastrous end for not only you, but several others. Now, Paul was aware that he was going to have to go through this storm. It was evident. It was no escaping it. And he was in the midst of it. He was in the middle of it. He couldn't avoid it. He couldn't wish it away. He couldn't do anything about it. He just had to go through it with the divine Savior and Sailor. Paul's original goal was to go in one direction, but the storm tossed him and those connected with him to and fro in a different direction. But they were still going where God called them and commanded them and ordained them to be. And as you go through storms and as you pursue your goals, understand that the storms that you go through, they have a purpose in your life. Similar to Paul and the men on the ship, they encountered a strong wind like no other, and they were driven along. They had no control of where they were going, how fast they were going, and the time it took for them to achieve their original timeline. Who knows? It could have been in that moment where Paul, his chair, and the people of his cohort got a revelation that even in the storms of life, you still have to work through the storm to get to the goal, even if you reach the goal a different way. Even if you reach the goal in a way that exceeds your original expectation. And I have a few questions for you to consider thinking about. Have you ever been in a storm when you were working on a goal? What happened when you thought you were in control, but the storm let you know that you weren't in control? What happened when you thought you could control the storm and your goals at the same time? Have you ever tried to force things to happen that God told you to trust him in or trust him with? Have you ever abandoned or rejected your goals because you thought, man, I'm going through the storm and I'm trying to work through my goals and achieve my goals, but it seems like every time I try to make some progress, I'm pushed back, and maybe I just need to just leave my goals alone because it's not meant to be. It's not meant for me to go through this because I'm receiving all this opposition. Do you give up because opposition is there and you're going through a storm? Are you operating, or have you considered talking to God about revealing to you and blessing you with discernment on understanding and seeing if the storm is associated with the goal, and if it is, to press forward and not look at it as if, since the storm's associated with the goal, you just need to leave it alone? God possibly is not telling somebody to do that. God could be using that storm to strengthen someone, to let them know this is just a preview of what's going to occur when you do what I've commanded and called you to do. Now, as you think about those questions, it could be, or could it be, that some of your storms and your goals are interconnected. Going back to Acts, the 27th chapter, the people on the ship with Paul, they had a goal. They were in pursuit of that goal. But what happened? They encountered a storm. As they were working on their goals, they knew the storm would cause some things to break up in their life. They tried to avoid it. They tried to avoid the breaking and shattering of old things. They tried to avoid the breaking and shattering of old ways, old thoughts, and old ways of operation. As they tried to stick with the old, Paul let them know, in order to achieve your goal, in order to achieve what God called and commanded you to do, you've got to stick with Christ in the storm. Because once you try to operate in this old way of thinking and doing things your own way, and you try to jump ship, so to speak, you're going to get in a situation where you cannot be saved. Because the one who's directing you in the storm, he's got control over your whole being. It might look like you're going to drown. It might look like you're going to dash into pieces, but God is ordering your steps. What if the storm and the ship you are on in the storm is the very vehicle God is using for you to sail straight to your goals? What if you're perceiving, or what if a person is perceiving all the dashing and breaking up of stuff as an attack on them, but it's really protection for them? It's really their promotion. They're breaking away from things that are holding them back. It looks like, oh my goodness, what's going on? But God could be clearing out storm pollution. You might not recognize the land that you're about to go on. You might not recognize that the previous things in your life, they had to be broken up into pieces so you wouldn't use those as crutches, as if those were the things guiding you through. Where God is taking you, or where God is possibly taking you, you have to arrive with just you and Him. Nothing else. Because the other stuff doesn't work. You have to be totally dependent on God. Because whatever you was using, it's been dashed up in the storm. Broken. It's pollution. It's been wiped away. The storm just wiped it out. It tried to stay, but it couldn't even withstand the pressure. Only you could. And God is showing you that. Or He's shown you that. What if those broken places or those broken things had to happen in your life so you could see the light of Christ burst through those areas? Things had to be broken up so the light of Christ could shine directly in your face. It's just evident. What if insight had to shine through? Understanding, knowledge, a new perspective. It all had to shine through. And the only way it was going to shine through is if God had you go through or guided you through this storm as you worked on this goal. What if what you were operating in before you went through this storm, it seemed like it was okay, but when you use that same vehicle or that same mode of transport towards this next goal or next phase, God had to break it up because it wasn't useful for where you were going. It wasn't useful for the people who you had to carry. It wasn't useful for the things that you had to accomplish. What if it was a crutch? But after the storm, you realize that you're stronger, you're wiser, you're sound, you're complete. You're confident, and you're ready to go through the next leg of your journey. As you go through the storms of life working on any goal, whether it is a dissertation, research assignment, group project, for work, for your family, or whatever, when you feel like you're losing hope, refer back to God's Word. God's Word rebukes, teaches, corrects, encourages, and warns us on what to do relating to our goals and the challenges we go through. If you hear anything in the background, there's a storm going on right now as I'm working on my goal, trying to get this podcast out. There's thunder going on, rain, heavy winds, but I'm pressing forward and pressing through. Now, which one would you rather have? Going through a storm with God, knowing that you're going to get to your destination with Him, or going through a storm, depending on yourself, running away from it, and never reaching the place God designed for you? The aim is to never receive anything apart from God, even if it means trying to run away from a storm. There was somebody else in Scripture who was working on a major research assignment. Day in and day out, He was going to gather and collect data. He tested his findings. He reached his conclusions. He followed the recommendations from God. He implemented his research study with the samples that he had. And the sample was really the majority because it was the word of God. This man in scripture was going through a storm. Okay, y'all hear the storm in the background. This man was going through a storm he couldn't avoid. Things were tough on his family. And the storm lasted a very long time, but he pressed through. But if he would have tried to leave the storm, he would have been in a whirlwind of disaster because that would have been outside of God's plan for his life. This man's storm and his goals were interconnected. And the person I'm referring to in scripture is Noah. When he was building the ark, he was building his dreams. He was building the desires of his heart, even when things were tough for him and didn't make sense. Even when people asked him, why are you choosing that research study? Why are you focusing on that study? I've never heard of that kind of study before. Why don't you research something else? Look at my vision. Get away from your vision and your goals and get on track with mine. Praise God he didn't. Because if you think about it, those people had no vision. They couldn't see. But Noah stayed on target in the midst of the storm. Even in the storm, he stayed on target. Because as we can see in Genesis, the 6th chapter through the 9th chapter, that the storm was interconnected with Noah's goals. Will you stick with Christ as you go through the storms of life? Will you abandon your dreams, your goals, and your desires because a storm came into your life? The aim is to stick with God through it all. Trust God through it all. Press forward in God, with God through it all. Keep aiming towards the target through it all. Now, going back to the story with Paul in Acts, the 27th chapter, the aim is to continuously check our hearts. When God gives us directions, when God gives us the prompting and the leading to go according or go into depth with the research study, we need to do it. We need to follow him. No matter what your research is, it could be researching on how to eat healthier foods. It could be researching on how to discipline your children properly. It could be research on how to communicate with those you love, your spouse, your siblings, your parents, your relatives, your coworkers. It could be research on how to become an effective entrepreneur. It could be research on how to spend, save your money. When to give. It could be research on how to clean up. It could be research on anything. But when God gives you that research, follow him. And of course, research in a dissertation study. We don't need to follow God halfway. We don't need to follow God halfway and half-heartedly. We don't need to have the attitude of, let me just do just enough to get to a certain point. So I can just gain some control and then do what I really want to do. Mm-mm. That's not going to work. God is letting us know, if you want the vision that he has for your life to come into fruition, you have to do what he has called you to do. You have to work on it day in and day out. Look at Noah, building something in faith while people were talking about him. People thought he was crazy. Working on that type of research. Researching on how to lead his family in a God-honoring way. Researching on how to build generational wealth for his family. Researching on how to break generational curses. Researching on how to keep God in my family's life where my family can always go to God. Researching on the importance of testifying to others the goodness of God. researching on how to obey God in front of people, even when it gets hard, and trusting God when it gets hard. What is God leading you to research, and are you doing it? Don't allow fear to control you. Allow God to guide you. Yes, it's uncomfortable. It feels like you're exposed. It feels like you're alone. But in reality, God's got you covered in all areas and aspects of your life. And as you read the chapter, Acts the 27th chapter, and even if you go back to Genesis the 6th chapter through the 9th chapter, you'll see how God delivered these men. And then going back to Paul, he went through a storm. He had a goal. He stuck with God, and God delivered them. God delivered him. And that's the point I'm making. When we go through storms, it can be so easy to think that maybe I just need to abandon this goal. Maybe I should not be doing this or that. God told me to do it, but I mean, things are just so tough, so I just need to let it go. It's just too uncomfortable for me. What if you abandon or reject that goal in that storm and a disastrous end is on the other side, where it's affecting or impacting your family? Whoever you love and whoever you care about, it impacts them. And it impacts you. Although it might be uncomfortable, you will not only end up where God wants you to go, but the things that were around you that can't carry you anymore and they're not useful for your journey, they will be broken up. People out here praying for breakthroughs, well, some things are going to break through. Breakthroughs sometimes don't feel good, but it's all working together for our good. Aim to remain confident in the divine presence, providence, guidance, and protection of God as you pursue your goals when any storm in your life hits. All right? And the scripture I would like to leave you with is Acts the 27th chapter and the 29th through the 31st verse. And it reads, "Fearing that we would be dashed against the rocks, they dropped 4 anchors from the stern and prayed for daylight. In an attempt to escape from the ship, the sailors let the lifeboat down into the sea, pretending they were going to lower some anchors from the bow. Then Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, 'Unless these men stay with the ship, you cannot be saved.'" The reason I selected this scripture for you is because I wanted to encouragingly remind you that even in the storms of life, when things are breaking up around you, God is causing a breakthrough for you. And you will reach your destination when God anchors you in His love, when He anchors you in His word, and He anchors you in His path. We don't want to be the individuals making it look like we're trusting God, but we're doing things in our own strength. Similar to the man who was trying to lower down a lifeboat, trying to be slick about it. And God let him know, "Hey, are you okay? You let it down. Try to get in there. Because once you walk away from me and try to handle this storm apart from me, you cannot be saved because you left my covering. You got to stick it through. You got to stick it out. You got to stick with me." We want to stick with God. That's what we want to do as we achieve and work on the goals in the storms. All right. So thanks for tuning in. Visit drkenitrabryant.com to download God, Me, and the Dissertation, a 38-day devotional. On the site, you can order inspirational apparel, and you have the option to connect with me on Instagram at aimtowardsthetarget and at college_success_tips. I have a few Bible plans on the YouVersion Bible app that you can view. Enjoy your day. Thanks for including me in your day. Peace and God bless.